We're going to talk about the banks today and things you need to know. Happy New Year, everyone. I know it's been a little quiet here for the last couple of weeks. Our industry, we like to take a big download during this time. We go through audits and cleaning, and we just take some time off, like I think everybody should. But this is going to be an interesting year. One thing before we get going on this, this is a big deal today. I'm going to explain some things about the banks. Maybe you're not being told why it's important that we pay attention to it. There's a lot of chatter out there. I understand. I'm not a real big social media guy. Matter of fact, I can't stand it. I do have to engage to some extent on some of this for business purposes. But I do see and understand that there is a lot of fear. There is a lot of catastrophe type of prediction. And I get it. Be careful of, the date or the time stamping. Oh, on December 15th or something, this is going to happen. Nobody knows that stuff. So just don't buy it. Is it a time to be cautious? Absolutely. But it's for bigger reasons. Are there going to be major problems this year? Probably. You have to understand we are in an epic battle between the power elites of the world and the what we would call just we the people. And a lot of people, especially in the kingdom, it doesn't matter. There is an incredible amount of rejection, or I don't even know if it's rejection. I think there's just a lot of behavior not wanting to pay attention to the bigger picture. There are a lot of people just kind of ignore the dots. They don't want to connect. They just think everything is going to be fine. This is just a moment in history. They don't realize we are in an epic period. This is definitely one of those 80-year cycles in American history. We're going into a fourth turning. I'm not going to go into it today, but there is a lot of macro data here that tells you we are colliding. This is almost like a universal molecular collision. And I really believe that the power elites are really at the end of this game. So in this fourth turning, we the people are going one way or the other. We are either going to maintain our freedom or we are going to be enslaved. And this is not a joke. Many people just don't think they're taken serious when Klaus Schwab of the World Economic Forum says you're going to have nothing and you will like it. And I'm going to explain in detail what that stuff means, but this is it. It's an end game. They're coming for it. You think, all the mandates that went through the last handful of years, this was a dry run. Believe me, there's another one coming. And it's going to put the nail in the coffin on this deal. All I know is this year marks a major political year, not just for the United States, but for the world. Unusually, the world itself is the largest time, I think, in my time, where more nations are going through election cycles. And just like you had in Argentina, which was a complete socialist nation, you had them thrown out and you had a libertarian, Donald Trump style, Milei take over in Argentina, immediately came in and did exactly what needs to be done in all these countries around the world, especially America. He just cut the government in half. He destroyed most of the government cabinets. And in America, the same things need to be done, of course. It's not going to be easy to pull off. You got to first win the election. Republicans and conservatives and Christians, they're just in the wrong place. They keep wanting to talk about abortion. All you do is turn out voters for the other side, not our side. Stop talking about abortion. How about take control of power first and then do something about it? But, if we were able to take over power here in the United States in the right way, you could just destroy all those cabinet positions. Get rid of Department of Education. Get rid of the FDA. Get rid of all of this corruption. All of you, like Vivek Ramaswamy says, get rid of 75% of the government population. Absolutely. So there's a lot going on this year. And in the United States, there is a big uphill battle if Trump's going to be able to make it or not. I don't have a whole lot of confidence in America. I don't have confidence in Americans. I think we are incredibly distracted. We watch the wrong information, watch the wrong media, don't pay attention. And we're walking into a storm. And as one gal said, I thought was a great statement, We are paying for our own destruction. It's coming. You think this mass migration is for any other reason? You're going to pay for your own destruction. Now, the banking system is a big factor as to why we're in this. It just so happens to line up. But you have to hang on to that 40-year or 80-year cycle of the fourth turning. I'm just telling you, we're going all the way back now. From now, it goes back to World War II. From World War II, the Civil War, 1776. I mean, it's just really crazy what we're talking about here. But we're going one way or the other in this world. We are either going to be enslaved by the bureaucrats at the World Economic Forum, United Nations, One World Order, or we the people will give us a little more time and reprieve and have freedom. But the banking system is dictating this. And so right now, the U.S. banks, they're suffering, right at the moment anyway, banks have suffered a $1 trillion loss in 2023. Now, the small bank capitalization remains kind of problematic, but I'm going to get in and break this down because there's a few scenarios going on you kind of need to be aware of and what's taking place. But what we're talking about is the banks had a stunning $1.2 trillion in deposit outflows. So people are taking their money out of the banking system. And then the question is, well, where are they putting it? Well, interestingly, money market funds have seen inflows of almost the identical number, perfectly mirroring the deposit exodus from the banking system. Somehow, we the people believe our money will be safer in a money market account, maybe at a brokerage firm or somewhere, than it is a bank. And I'm not done, because wait till you see how this ties together, because your money is not safe anywhere and you're getting ready to be set up for the greatest robbery of any time in history. But these outflows have come out of the banks. Now, that's really hurting the banks because they're fractional banking as it is. And what we're talking about here is called mark to market. I'm going to get into that in a little bit. But the banks have tremendous amount of debt. They need those deposits because as they have deposits, for every dollar on deposit in a bank, they can loan out $26, you know, roughly. They kind of have ratio. And as we take money out, they have to reduce the population. So it's a very interesting thing to see take place, because the large banks are more in more trouble than the small banks. And remember, the large banks are the ones that each of them have about 50 trillion in derivatives that many people don't really think is an issue. But if you understood deeply the finance system, you would know it is. That's one thing you're going to get here at Rigged Against You, as well as going to Cornerstone Asset Metals for the gold and silver. There's so many gold companies out there now. It's hilarious. You even got a Walmart doing it, but it's not. It's just APMEX. Decent company, but a little overpriced. But the bottom line, folks, most of these gold companies, they're just salespeople, and they charge unbelievable premiums on products you just don't need. At least at Cornerstone Asset Metals, you're getting wealth management and financial experts. I myself have held over 5 financial licenses. I'm an accredited asset management specialist. I've been in finances and commodities for quite some time. I know exactly what I'm talking about. And it's just different. We're not just some salespeople giving an opinion. We're giving you the truth of what's going on. Now, how you take that truth and what you do with it is up to you. But we're at least here to tell you how the system is rigging against you. And if you saw the colossal amount of negativity coming into the system this year, you'd understand why you got the internet abuzz with all this tragedy. So you have the bank, the cash flows coming out of the large banks, and they're now going into money markets. Well, people think it's safe there, but it's not. The question becomes, well, a lot of people think the recession odds are declining rapidly. So we're starting to see money market, money flowing into the money market. Well, where's that $1 trillion going to go from the money market? And by the way, the recession is not over. It has never ended. We are completely being lied to about the data. All the data is a complete farce. We are still in double-digit inflation. Inflation is going to get worse, mind you, because the Fed had signaled that they will be cutting interest rates this year for pure political reasons. Bad idea, of course, but it doesn't matter. We're at the end game of this, and it really doesn't matter what we do. That's why they're spending so much cash, is because they're just blowing out the system. But you're getting some really weird signals. So you think everything's okay, but I'm telling you, it is a lie. You're the one going to the store. Are you telling me your $6-7 eggs, and we can go on and on about costs? You're telling me that the inflation's bad? You think recession's over? I can give you stories up and down the spectrum of business around this country that are talking about massive declines in activity. We're just getting started. But the problem is, we had a lot of, there's two factors here. We had a lot of savings during the pandemic, and we also had a lot of money printing, currency. The savings, which is, this is the doozy, of course, and this is where the banks are going to be in for a big surprise. But the savings, we had about, I don't know, over $1 trillion in savings. We were spending, Americans, about $190 billion a month last year out of our savings. The only reason that the economy in 2023 was even moving at all is because a vast majority, over $1 trillion, was taken out of savings and spent into the system. And of course, that's how capitalism works. You spend money, that person gets money, they turn around, spend money, and it keeps circulating. All the savings are gone. People are even saying they're going to start saving again. But if they're not spending money from savings, they're not earning more because rates are flat, our wages are flat, you are going to be in for an epic checkmate on the economy. Now, where we're going to get the twist on this is, comes into the kind of the banking system role. You have this $1 trillion now come out of the banks going into the money markets. Now that people, illusion, remember it's a lie, you'll see, they think the recession is over and everything's doing great. That is not true. We are a ticking time bomb, and it is definitely ticking. But you have $1 trillion of blind, willful people getting ready to go into the system. My guess through 2024 here, and I guess here's my take on it. This lasts maybe 6-9 months if we're lucky, notwithstanding any war or any escalation somewhere else, any other fake pandemic or something with that nature. We are looking at an inflow of this money market system into the market. They're going to start cutting rates. If they do, people are going to have this perception that the economy is great, and you're going to see that excess buildup take off into the market, and that's going to prop the market up falsely. At that time, you will see an epic market crash. It's coming, whether you think so or not, it is. And that's where walk in the World Economic Forum, when they say you'll have nothing and you like it, what you don't know, we're going to get in more detail on this later, but what we, the people, don't know, well, I do, but most don't, and they're not paying attention, nor do they want to know, you don't own anything. The stock that you own in your stock market account used to actually come with a certificate, and you traded the actual certificate and shares. Today, everything is digital. If you looked at the fine print, you are an unsecured creditor in your stock account. You are an unsecured creditor in your bank account. You are an unsecured creditor in the money market account. Now, what does that mean? This system is going down. I'm just telling you on a big scale. I mean, I'm not going to be surprised the day I wake up and it happens. I'm prepared for it. I'm not going to be surprised. But when we talk about a global blow up of the financial system, it is already written in the bankruptcy laws. It is already written in the laws that they can confiscate everything you have. Your money market, your banking account, your stock market shares, all of it, even if you have crypto in an exchange, it's all unsecured creditor. You are third in line to get paid back. You think you have FDIC insurance. You're kidding yourself. You don't know the deal or the fine print. You will never see a dime. The payback, this goes back to MF Global. I'm not going to get into too many details. We are going into detail more in the future about this plan. But the bottom line is you will see derivative holders getting paid back first, which are the multinational corporations and banks and finance companies and governments. And then you will see the secured creditors, which are the banks and financial institutions, the big ones, the too big to fails, will get paid back second. And third to get paid back will be we, the people. So I talk to so many people who have hundreds and hundreds of thousands in the banking system. You are making a huge mistake right now that you just can't wrap your head around. And stick with Rigged, because I'm going to get into some programming and details that are going to help explain it to you. But you can only take a horse to water so often. You have to figure out how to drink it. The bottom line is we are unsecured creditors. When this global system collapses, it truly is legal, and you don't believe it, but it is legal. They will take your stocks. They will take your bonds. They will take your money, currency in a bank. They will take your currency in a money market. As a matter of fact, right now, all these people in the money market don't even realize it's not in cash. It's actually U.S. treasuries. Read the fine print. What you're risking is you don't think the global financial system's imploding. And I'm telling you, it's going to implode by design. That's why. This is how they're going to steal everything from the people. And you will find 85, if not 90% of Americans will become slave dependent on welfare and the government. That's how tragic this is going to get. So a lot of people are going to come out of the money market system with this trillion, and they're going to go into the financial stock market. They're going to think everything is going to be okay. We are probably going to see, as my prediction anyway, we are going to see a little mini run in the stock market. Not that big of a deal considering inflation is going to rage. So for all these people with the last remnant of trillion of dollars here that are going to go into the stock market, you're putting yourself into a stock market at the very time the world is on the edge of a major global financial implosion. And if it were to happen, which I think it's a very good chance it does because it's part of the plan, World Economic Forum's already talked about it. The big people talk about it. It's in conferences. It's on video. It's in documents. You just have to be nerdy enough to read through it, which I have. You will all of a sudden find yourself zero. You will have nothing. And ask the General Motors bondholders in 2008, when everything went belly up in 2008, those bondholders got zero in the bailout. So all of a sudden, you could have 300,000 in the stock market and you could have zero the next day. And you don't think it's legal? I'm telling you it's legal, and we'll outline it again in the future. So a lot of this money is coming out of the banking system. It's putting stress on the banks. The small banks lost about $300 billion in inflows, but they're continuing to attract deposits. People, for some reason, seem to trust the smaller bank. I would agree, but I would also, if you have a small bank, I would try to find out how invested they are in derivatives or anything that is risky, because a lot of small banks are dangerously undercapitalized as a result of having, you know, so many deposits. They're just not ready for this. And so the big banks are losing it. The small banks are losing all these deposits. They're coming out, going to money markets, and then they will shift probably from money markets to the stock market. What you're going to see, which is going to get interesting, is when that stock market crashes, when the big shots, the bankers, the traders, take advantage of all of you retail, pulling your money back in, they're going to be selling to you as you're putting your money in. And when this system crashes, you're holding the bag of it crashing. That's a big deal. That's why you need to be in tangible assets with a good chunk of your money to protect yourself. This is not the time to play around. And I get people wanting to sell their load of gold and silver. I'm like, I don't think you get it. Matter of fact, I know you don't get it, but that's fine. You know, to each their own. You're going to find out the hard way. But what's going on in the banks as far as not just the outflow, you need to know we're fractional, right? So we're a fractional banking system, meaning every dollar deposit, they loan out 26, and then that starts circulating. And so a vast majority of banks are so undercapitalized and so insolvent, it's not even funny. If we actually marked in the banking system the assets they have to market value, the Wall Street giants and the Federal Reserve itself would be completely insolvent. Think about that. Now, they're not marking. These banks and the Federal Reserve, they do not mark their assets to market value. Before 2009, the 2008 crash, they did. They were honest about their accounting. Hey, I have this chunk of gold that's worth $500. There you go, $500 in value. Now they're not doing that. They're not marking their assets to market value. Now the entire banking industry, stock market industry, financial industry, including these too big to fail banks, would be completely insolvent if they marked the value of their assets to market right now. Does that seem like it's reasonable or sustainable to you? It's complete, the definition of smoke and mirrors. They don't do it right now. If you just look at this chart, and I'm going to get on StreamYard, I'll do a lot of visuals as well, but if you look at a chart of bank failures, in 2008, we had banks that failed upwards of $500 billion. That caused the banking collapse in 2008, right? Well, in 2022-23, we just had three banks, Signature Bank, Silicon Valley Bank, and First Republic Bank. They went to the tune of over $500 billion. They actually defaulted more than all the banks did after 2008. Unbelievable. Washington Mutual alone was $430 billion. For many that remember that. They were bailed out, Signature Bank, Silicon Valley, First Republic, totally against the law, totally against the rules since 2008, Dodd-Frank, but doesn't matter. We don't care. When I say we, now we the people have to follow the law, but the government, the institutions, the corporations, if it serves the narrative of the Great Reset, they're able to do whatever they want because we are completely insolvent as a nation. As far as the financial system goes, three banks last year, over $500 billion. Think about that. That was the worst bank run since the 2008. And then you had Credit Suisse, 167-year-old. Failure of Credit Suisse. They were a 167-year-old bank, second largest bank in Switzerland. And then UBS had to come in and buy them out to keep it from collapsing. That was just a taste of what's coming because the banking system's insolvent. And the thing is, what's as scary to me is people just don't realize you don't own anything. That's why when Klaus Schwab says you will own nothing and like it, you don't realize how close you are to owning nothing. Nothing. If it's in the system, it can be taken. The laws are in place. We will do a program on it, but the banking system is in deep trouble. This mark to market, which we used to do prior to 2009, if we did that today, we would be completely insolvent as a nation and as a banking system. The only reason you think things are normal is because everybody, the media included, are lying to you. It is completely rigged against you. They need you to take your remaining amount of cash in the system and put it into the market. And once we put that trillion into the stock market this year, it will be stolen. That's my guess. after this little mini rally here this year, commodities are going to go crazy too. So gold and silver are going to be phenomenal investments. But as this happens, we are going to be walking into a multi-year depression. Multi-year depression. I don't know how this plays out. This is a fourth turning, mind you. This is a very big macros, ideological. This is really huge what's taking place. And we, the people of the world, either are going to remain free or try to remain free, or we are going to be enslaved by a global body, the United Nations, World Economic Forum, World Health Organization, One World Order. And for all of those who think that's conspiracy, you better get your head out of the sand, because it's coming. There's too much evidence, and it's being done right in front of your face. And the worst part is, we're paying for it. So God bless you. Have an amazing year. This is going to be an exciting year, but you better be protected wisely, because we don't know when that rug is going to be pulled. So until next time.
With all of the recent changes in the political and financial markets, there has never been a better time than right now to invest in silver and gold. When governments simply print billions of dollars in paper money in hopes of solving financial shortfalls, you know that it is time to buy and hold assets of true and lasting value. Free information is available to you right now by calling 888-747-3309. Whether you are a new investor or you're interested in preserving the value of your retirement accounts, we make it easy for you to make smart decisions for your financial future. The specialists at Cornerstone are here to serve you, work to satisfy your retirement goals, and communicate with respect. Call us right now at 888-747-3309. That's 888-747-3309. Or visit us online at cornerstoneassetmetals.com. That's cornerstoneassetmetals.com.